Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday with the Junks, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Yeah. You could talk about whatever you want. You could talk about the Commanders opening training camp. Day one of practice is in the books. You talk about the Nats. You can give us Junkies hypotheticals, which people never do anymore, but they're always fun.
Yeah, just call us.
We can offer sage advice, because, I mean, we're all in our mid-50s. We can just give you solid life advice if you need that.
Right.
So call us whenever you want, 800-636-1067. Right now, we're going to get into the Junks sports page, which is, of course, sponsored.
Sponsored by our good friends. Where?
That would be Open Road Distilling.
That's Open Road Distilling over in Reston at the Reston Town Center. Mm-hmm. Time to raise your standards. ORD is now available at Northern Virginia ABC stores. You can get their dark liquors. You can get their Eagle Eye Rye. You can get the Smooth Depth Independence Bourbon. You can get the ready-to-pour Maple Old Fashioned whiskey done right. And if you go over there, make sure you mention us. But you might see a couple of Junks there this weekend. Well, Junks producers.
Okay. Oh,
I think really? Tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
They want to go to ORD tomorrow.
Well, you guys should definitely go. I was out there a few days ago. It's quite the impressive operation.
We love that place.
Oh, yep. You've already been. Okay. Yes, oh, yeah. You know. Yeah. You already know the lay of the land out there.
They're going tomorrow night.
Excellent.
I'm trying to get them a table or two.
We were just putting the numbers together, so there might be a lot of friends and family.
Oh, okay.
I might have to tell them to put a little reserve signs up on a couple tables.
I think they could probably handle that.
We're just gonna stand around the high tops.
We don't. Yeah.
There's ample space. It's a big spot.
Oh, well, we're gonna need a big spot because Drab's guest list is quite lengthy.
You think when I got the tour that I didn't want to peel off and go to the game room and pump some quarters into the pinball machine?
They got the game room there. They got a couple side rooms.
Big Buck Hunter.
I mean, you think I didn't want to do that? I didn't really do that, but next time I will certainly partake.
Yeah, so I'll have to text. Carlin is in, I believe he's in the Outer Banks as well.
Mm, nice.
Everyone's going to the Outer Banks this summer.
It's a good spot. It's fun.
But I'll text him and make sure we get some tables reserved.
Do it.
For a Friday night at
Thanks, Bish.
ORD, yeah. Reston.
Mm-hmm. Listeners can come out and say hi, hang out.
They will.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they will. They'll be there.
As they should.
Go celebrate Drab's birthday.
Ooh, it's, hold on. Drab is turning...
43?
No.
41?
Hank Gathers.
I don't know Hank Gathers' number.
Was he...
I'm supposed to know Hank Gathers' number.
Same as the other Hank.
R.I.P.
44?
44, yeah.
Ah, Hammer and Hank. Okay.
Running the Rigo drill tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's Mike Moore / Marr going to be doing tomorrow night?
Oh, I'll be out there.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. Boots on the ground.
Oh, so Mike Marr will be out there, too.
Bickle didn't even look up until he heard, what's Mike Moore going to be doing tomorrow? He ignored Valdez and I. Then he heard, what's Mike going to be doing? And he perked up.
No, I was paying attention.
That bothered me.
I was paying attention. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to go deep. You're going to go in the high tops or whatever.
Very good. Should be fun. Should be a fun evening.
I was at Harris Teeter yesterday, and I saw definitely a commander coming out of the bank across the street from the Harris Teeter, across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And he was getting into his car. He was definitely a commander. I don't know who it was.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know which.
I mean, it could have been anybody, right? But he looked like. I mean, he was. It looked like Sonny Styles, but I don't think it was Sonny Styles.
Okay.
I think you would have known if it was Sonny.
No, I would have recognized Sonny Styles, but tall brother, and he was getting into a Range Rover.
Okay.
And he was on the phone. Yeah. I was going to go up to him and say, "What's up." I was going to say what's up.
Yeah, I would never do that. I would never in a billion years do that.
But I didn't.
Good. Act like you've been there before.
Better you didn't do that.
But you have been.
You kept it in your pants. So good for you.
But
we appreciate
he
that.
He was definitely a mander.
I think that's kind of like a hobby for people that live in Ashburn, right? It's like just IDing skins that are walking
commander
around.
Commander stalking?
Yeah. Right, I think that's kind of like a hobby for people that live out there.
I'm sure that's part of their daily existence.
Because there's so many sightings, you see guys everywhere, right?
I know we're going to hit the skins later, but day two of camp, Day two of camp today.
It's upon us.
Yeah. Yep, there's some good stories, some good subplots developing, and some interesting things, too. Maybe some worrisome things. We'll get into that.
Well, while you guys were, as Bickle was planning to go to the D.C. Open, the Mubadala.
D.C. Open.
The Dala Dala Bill, y'all, D.C. Open. You know, I love day games, especially Nats games.
Yeah.
And
it's been established. You love day baseball.
It was a 105 start yesterday at Nats Park. Mm-hmm. Weather was awesome. And of course, we were all hoping that they could win the series, make it a little bit more interesting. They didn't. They lost 5-2. There was a key moment in this game in the eighth inning where the Nats got screwed, in my opinion. Screwed pretty hard. It was 2-1 Toronto. Leadoff guy, I think, doubled. Or maybe singled. Next guy struck out. All right, so you got one out in the eighth. Next batter singled. So you had first and third, one out for Toronto. Miles Straw was the batter who singled. Miles Straw steals second. Okay? But he was thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was out.
He was out.
But called safe.
Called safe. They reviewed it. They went to New York. They reviewed
they still?
It. They called him safe. I said, what?
Even
what are
review?
You watching? What are you people watching up
that
there?
That is a dead obvious.
I mean, he was out. Nunez tagged him out, tagged the guy's arm out, his wrist, before he hit the bag.
Uh-huh. So he got him high. He tagged him high. Is that why?
I mean, he was head first slide.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got him on the wrist or forearm.
They called him safe. I don't know why. I had no idea.
Cheating. They're cheating.
Well, Colco and Franzen couldn't believe it either.
Yeah.
All right. Next guy, I believe, just strikes out. So that would have been the third out.
Yeah.
So now you got two outs, second and third. Next batter, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Varsho. Hits a shallow fly ball to center. And Jacob Young's calling, I got it, I got it, I got it. They called it a double, but it went off of his glove. He should have caught the ball.
Right.
All right. Should have been an error. They called it a double. Two-run score. It's 4-1. They scored another one on another shallow fly ball to center in front of Lyle. 5-1. They end up winning 5-2. They got screwed by the whoever was looking at the replay up in New York.
Because that would have been what? How many outs would that have been if they threw him out at second?
There would have been two, and then the next batter struck out.
Yeah.
Peyton Schultz struck him out.
Yeah.
Or Paxton
Schultz. I would love to see that replay.
So, but they lose 5-2. Ribalta got the loss for the Nats.
Hey, why
So they're two back in the wild card now.
Why do the Nats have the Nubs Varland? Why don't they have the silly Varland that's on the Blue Jays that has 23 saves?
Well, they just called him up, right?
Well, then they sent him down.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
He's been back and forth.
Because Trevor Williams is now healthy.
Yeah.
And he actually pitched yesterday for an inning. But he was out since last July. He's been out for a year. So they dumped Varland. They sent him right back down after calling him up for a day. Jake Irvin's going to pitch tonight. So they lose that game yesterday, hop on a plane, go down to Atlanta. Huge series in Atlanta starting tonight, four-game series. And Jake Irvin, who hasn't pitched since May 23rd, will make his first start since then. So you got Trevor Williams back. Maybe eventually he gets into the rotation, or maybe he's just a bullpen piece. Jake Irvin is back. He's obviously a starter, although he wasn't pitching great. His ERA is over 5, but they got Jake Irvin, and then we'll see what happens with Foster Griffin.
I mean, I don't generally like to bet against the home teams, but this might be a spot where you bet against the Nats. They have to go down, play a division rival, two back in the wild card, Irvin making his first start in quite a while.
Yeah,
seems like they're kind of up against it. Braves a big favorite at home.
Big favorite. Braves haven't been playing great, but they still have a sizable lead in the NL East.
Yeah.
They're up, I don't know, 5.5, 6.5, something like that. They did win last night, 1-0. Chris Sale got the win. He's having an unbelievable year. 12-6, 2.08 ERA for Chris Sale. And then after the Nats play the Braves in Atlanta, they go to Philly early next week for 3 or 4. Phillies haven't been playing great either. Remember, they were real hot there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost 3 in a row. But the Phillies are the last wild card. All right, so the Nats are 2 back of the Phillies.
So they got 4 each in Atlanta
and so it is a four game series.
Four game series.
I mean, those are just massive games.
These are gigantic.
And of course, the trade deadline's Monday, so that'll be after the Braves series, but it'll be entering the Philly series.
It's getting to the point where I'm kind of checking my phone constantly to see if there's been a move. I feel like it could happen.
We're kind of in that mode now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like at any point we can make that move.
Yeah.
And again, yesterday, Toboni reiterated that he disagreed with the idea that the characterization that the Foster Griffin camp and his camp talked, and that the talks fizzled quickly. He left himself a bunch of outs. He said he could definitely see a situation where he finished out the season here. They could definitely see a situation where, you know, they got something done. And they could also see a situation where they got a great offer and they had to make a move. So anything was on the table. I don't know. Made me feel a little bit better that he wasn't guaranteed to go.
Right.
But apparently the calls are starting to heat up sort of around the league.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crunch time.
And Griffin slated to pitch on Friday night.
And I think it is safe to say, I mean, it's relatively safe to say that Abrams is probably off the table. They're just probably not going to get the kind of haul that they would want to give up on him at this point. But I think Garcia is firmly in play. I think
as a trade piece?
Yes. I think he's very much play.
I'm sure he is.
And there are teams that are very interested. So,
I mean, yesterday, you know, obviously the bats were kind of quiet. Yesavage, who pitched for the Toronto, he was just really good, and he ended up getting the win. But you know, it was a day game right before traveling to Atlanta. So, you know, Abrams was a DH. He didn't play short. Nunez played short, and he committed his 13th error. Man, they're just having so many problems in the middle infield defensively. Mm-hmm. 13 errors. For Nunez. So he usually plays second, but he was playing third yesterday because Abrams was just DH-ing. But, you know, they didn't have all the guys in the lineup. Garcia did play. He was
Cruz
1-for-4.
Cruz
didn't play, gave him the day off. Brady House went 0-for-3, but he hit two balls. He hit one that was probably should have been out. Varsho made a great play in center. It probably would have hit the top of the wall if Varsho didn't get to it. So he hit that. He hit a great shot there. And then he hit a line drive to Varsho later in the game that Varsho made a diving catch. So he hit the ball hard. House has been playing really well.
Yeah.
He's been hitting the ball really well.
Yeah. I mean, he's a major league hitter.
Yeah. So, but anyways, let's hope that they can go down to Atlanta and get a win. All right. So some training camp news. The Falcons are having some injury issues at quarterback. Of course, Tua is there and Penix is there. And Tua has some sort of back issue.
Yeah.
So he was held out yesterday. Penix is still recovering from the knee surgery that he suffered last year. So they went out and signed Cooper Rush. Koopa.
Who was the Ravens? Backup,
but
Was he with the Ravens last year?
I don't know.
He's with them recently.
Last year.
Yeah.
There was a fight yesterday in Bengals camp. Ja'Marr Chase was involved.
Oh, really?
It was only like the third day of camp, and they're already fighting.
Getting scrappy out there.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase and a couple of defensive players, DJ Turner, who is a
DeMatha guy,
and then, of course, Jalen Davis, who's a vet corner, all getting into it. Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Davis went face mask to face mask, and an assistant coach jumped in and tried to defuse the situation, but didn't work. They got into it. So they're already getting into it day three of camp with the Bengals.
I mean, you can imagine. I mean, offense versus defense, you know, making impressions.
I mean, it happens in every camp.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, these guys they're getting after it.
And
you get a little annoyed, and they talk trash. These guys talk trash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just takes a couple things. Next thing you know, scrapping.
Speaking of the Bengals, Shamar Stewart, who was their stud second-year defensive end out of Texas A&M, was carted off the field yesterday with a left lower leg injury.
Yeah, these are the
actually, I'm sorry, this wasn't the third day of camp. This is the first day of camp for the Bengals.
These are the stories that you never want to see coming out of camp. Guys getting carted off, guys on crutches on the sideline, you know, a day or two into training camp.
Yep.
That's what you're always bracing for.
Yep. First day of camp, carted off. So we'll see how serious that is.
He was a guy, if my memory serves correct, last year as a rookie, Like, mm-hmm. he was a holdout pretty deep.
He was a holdout in the camp.
He had a contract issue.
I take umbrage with the word stud.
Well, he was a stud.
I know what you mean.
He was a stud in college, yeah. And he was a high draft pick. So, but yeah, maybe that holdout really hurt him last year. But he's now got a knee injury.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Also, the Panthers suffered a pretty serious injury yesterday. Rookie wide receiver Chris Brazel out of Tennessee, he's a third round pick, suffered a moderate LCL tear to his left knee. So he's expected to be sidelined for probably 2 months. So guys are getting banged up already.
Well, they already lost. Was it Nick Scowerton? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Scowerton.
He blew his knee out like on the first or second day of their camp.
Correct.
So these are scary stories as you follow NFL teams getting through camp and getting through preseason.
Yep. Mr. Bickle, I love Thursdays when the PGA Tour is, especially when they're either in the Midwest or on the East Coast, because I can watch them on ESPN app starting at about 7. Huh. You got the Rocket Mortgage Classic this morning, starting at 7 up in Detroit, Michigan. Right. So there's two more events left on the PGA Tour before the FedEx Cup playoffs, which will start in 2 weeks.
Very good. All right, we'll hit the skins at 7, give you the latest training camp news then. And John Kime will join us coming up at 7:40, Commanders reporter for ESPN, as he tracks Commanders training camp in Ashburn. We'll be right back.